Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus mixes his metaphors in our text for today. He begins by talking about sheep that are instead not really sheep, but in fact ravenous wolves. And he ends by talking about trees and their fruit. It makes my inner editor twitch a little bit, but since he's God, I'll keep the cap on my red pin and work with what he has given us. He says, you can't tell the sheep from the rapacious wolf. This wolf looks like a sheep by every appearance. You can't walk up and pull off his mask, Mission Impossible style. You can't yank on his wool to reveal the fanged beast inside. By every appearance, the false prophet looks like a humble sheep, the rapacious wolf like a gentle lamb. To tell them apart, Jesus says, you must judge their fruit. Thistles do not make figs, and thorn bushes do not make grapes. If you see good fruit, then you know the tree is good, or that the humble sheep does not hide a rapacious, grasping, ravenous wolf inside. This puts today's prophets, our preachers, on notice. They are to be judged by their hearers. The preacher cannot preach whatever he wants. He cannot preach whatever comes into his own mind. He cannot preach his own counsel. He can only preach what he has heard from the Lord. His hearers must judge his preaching. If we can mix metaphors a bit more, the hearers are to listen to the fruit of their preachers, and they are to judge it. We preachers struggle with this sometimes. We become so attached to our brilliant insights and our fancy rhetoric that whenever someone comes along with a little criticism, we bristle a bit. Perhaps we become a little thorny or thistly, we might say. May it not be. To be honest, I understand. I don't want to hear that perhaps I didn't preach the gospel as clearly as I should have, or the law missed its mark. I invested time and effort into this preaching. It's not my fault if they don't appreciate it. And yet this judging is precisely what our Lord calls his hearers to do in the text. To judge what they have heard from these preachers, these prophets, and to judge it against God's word. For you hearers out there, you should not put up with bad preaching. You must take what you hear from this pulpit and from your pulpit at home and compare it with God's word. And then, if it seems your preacher has produced bad fruit, go and talk with him. Share your concerns. Perhaps you misunderstood. Perhaps you didn't. Ask him questions. This also means that you need to be deeply in God's word and our Lutheran confessions, that you might judge his preaching against God's word. You need to know this word inside and out and boldly speak where you need. And you preachers out there, speak kindly to those who come to you. Confess where you must. Repent and preach better next time. So, those of you who are hearers, you're supposed to judge the fruits. But how do you do this? How do you judge the fruits of your preachers? How do you know he's producing these good fruits, that he's preaching faithfully? Today, we commemorate Robert Barnes, the English reformer and friend of Martin Luther. Born in 1495, 12 years after Martin Luther, Barnes helped bring the Reformation to the English-speaking world. He belonged to that faithful group that gathered at the White Horse Inn and brought this Reformation gospel to England. After he was charged with heresy and placed on house arrest for 2 years, Barnes eventually fled to Wittenberg and studied with Martin Luther. After this studying, he wrote to King Henry VIII these words, "Scripture says that faith alone justifies, because it is that through which alone I cling to Christ. By faith alone I am partaker of the merits and mercy purchased by Christ's blood." Christ's blood. Dear people of God, that's the fruit you're looking for. That's the good fruit you should be hearing in your preaching. Does the preacher uphold Christ and the proclamation of his word above all else? Does he point you to Christ and his atoning work for your sins? Does he warn you of your sins when it is necessary? Not saying peace, peace, when there is no peace, nor preaching visions of his own mind, not from the mouth of the Lord. Has he stood in the counsel of the Lord, and has he preached that word? That is to say, is your preacher deeply rooted and grounded in God's word in the Lutheran confessions, and speaks only from that knowledge? If he does, he will point you to Christ and to Christ alone. And that is the good fruit for which you are looking. It was for this faithful fruit and this faithful Reformation preaching and teaching that Barnes paid the martyr's price. King Henry VIII eventually had Barnes and two other Protestant preachers burned at the stake. But far from being a bad tree that is cut down and cast into the fire, this faithful preacher continued preaching until the very end, producing good fruit until the very end. So he writes there at the end of his life these words, "There is none other satisfaction unto the Father but this Christ's death and passion only. Wherefore I trust in no good work that I ever did, but only in the death of Jesus Christ." The preacher who preaches thusly is no grasping, rapacious wolf. He's a good tree, bearing good fruit. For he has built on the foundation of Christ and Christ alone, not on shifting sand. And his preaching will serve you. For he will also then build you on this same foundation. Or, once again, to mix metaphors, since that's what we're doing, you also will be a healthy tree bearing good fruit. For apart from Christ and the foundation upon him, you can do nothing. Thus you shall know them by their fruits. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Southern Illinois District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Rachel Krause, who serves the Lord in Germany. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.